The Culture Coaching Lab. Go to www.culturecoachinglab.com. Go there today. Self-paced online masterclass courses that are designed for you to build your skill of multicultural leadership. It's live. I'm about to tell you more about it. Let's go.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com.
Oh, it is a good day to be alive, isn't it? It is a good day to be alive. We have another day today to step into our fullness, to step into who we are as leaders, to step into some of the most beautiful parts of who we are. We have that ability today. That's how I am feeling. So wherever you are, if you are sitting in front of the fire listening to this, if you are out on the balcony having a glass of wine listening to this, if you are at the gym, if you are walking the dog, if you are playing with your kids, or if you're sitting in your office right now looking for the next insight to help you move forward today, just remember that your life today is a gift. Every breath that you breathe in and out is a gift to you today. Every breath that you have is wooing you in and out, back and forth, to be fully present in what you're doing, to make decisions about what is most important to you today and to follow those things. This day is calling you to respond to your intuition, to respond to the things that make you feel fully alive. Let us be people, let us be leaders who are not afraid of our own intuition. Let us be leaders who are not afraid of what is possible or how it is that we could impact the world. Let us not be afraid of that today. That's what I'm leaning into today. Today's podcast is called Why the Rush? Now, it's really interesting because there's a part of this where I would say, you know, when leaders and organizations generally are wading into the waters of culture work, that you are actually moving too slow. That's probably for most of us. You know, I remember hearing some messages sometimes on decision making or that kind of thing. And usually for us as leaders, decisions that we know that we need to make, most of us make them too late. You know, we think about it. We have conversations about it. We mull over it. We all the things, right? And by the time that we make the actual decision, and we make it, and we feel great about it. What if we were actually honest with ourselves? We probably could have made that decision about three to 6 months earlier, and it would have been fine, and everything would have been great. Right. But there's always a lot of factors. I mean, we're human beings. And for some of our decisions, you know, if our emotions are tangled into them or certain circumstances or office politics or those kinds of things, they can all impact our ability to make the decision. So what usually happens is with culture work, all those things are still true. And most leaders tend to move too slow. Most leaders tend to move at such a snail's pace that what they are creating for themselves is they're creating more space for overthink. I have some podcasts that I have done, podcast episodes that I've done here about overthinking when it comes to cultural diversity work in your organization. But today I want to go the other way, and I really want to ask the question, why are we so rushed? Why are we so rushed when it comes to learning the things that we need to learn or having the meaningful conversations about culture and experience as it relates to ethnicity in our workplaces? Usually, it kind of goes like this. Something happens, maybe something happens in your office or happens in your organization, and what a lot of leaders want to do immediately is just make it go away, and make it go away really fast. Make it go away with the least amount of touches possible, right? As leaders, sometimes we can subconsciously think, you know, how do we just have one conversation about this thing and then let it go and call it done? And I see this happen in organizations all the time and in companies all the time. That things happen, you might have a circumstance or an issue or even a celebration that somebody brings to you that is connected to their culture will come from, and as a leader, your first impression is to just rush through it. Why are we so rushed? One of the things I was thinking about today was sometimes what I see is it depends on your company culture. If your company culture tends to be really fast-paced or constantly changing, like every week, there's either something new or a new initiative or something that you're not going to do anymore, or, you know, if you just keep change, fast, 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 what happens is when it comes to engaging cross-culturally or engaging in matters that are meaningful to you cross-culturally, you will just sort of take that instance and put it now into the framework of how you are used to either making decisions or you're used to dealing with things in the first place in your company culture. So if you think about it, you know, if everything is fast-paced and change and all the things here, let's have a 10-minute meeting here and a 15-second meeting over there and a, you know, walk with me, you know, walk with me or you jump in the car with me. Everything's fast, right? Fast, fast, fast. And sometimes if we're honest with ourselves, we work so fast that we don't have time for presence. And so what happens is that when you have these things, whether they are issues or whether they're celebrations that center around cultural diversity, we just approach these things like we would approach anything else in our work culture. So it makes sense, right? It makes sense that because of the rhythm of your organizational culture, that you would treat cultural issues the same. What I want to suggest to you today is that you not treat them the same, that you not try to rush through a decision-making process, but that actually you would be enticed and invited to slow down. Why are you in such a rush? Maybe you're in a rush because it's the culture. Maybe you're in a rush because if you're honest with yourself, you really don't want to feel what someone else is feeling, particularly if it's not your lived experience. You don't want to feel the discomfort of not understanding. You don't want to feel the discomfort of not having an answer. You don't want to feel the discomfort of looking an employee or a staff member or a colleague in the eye and just saying, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what we should do. Many times, we are moving so fast that we aren't even present with each other when we are bringing these things up, right? What good, healthy, cross-cultural conversations require are good questions and full presence. That's what they require. And you cannot ask really great questions always moving at Mach 10. You can't look somebody in the eye if you're always telling them, just come walk with me, come walk with me, while you are on your way to your next thing or on your way out the door. Why are we in such a rush? If you want to have better conversations, if you want to have better culture where you are, try stretching time. Try slowing it down. Try having more than one conversation. I know, you got a lot going on. I know you got a lot pulling at you. I know you have a lot of demands. You're hearing from the board. You're hearing from the owner of the company. You're hearing from your boss. You're hearing from your staff. There are a lot of pressures. And still, if you want to see the results that you are actually looking for when it comes to a good, healthy, robust, diverse culture in your company or your organization, you need to stretch time. You need to slow down a bit, and you need to create even more minutes in your day for connection and good conversation. You need more minutes in order to ask the next great question. You know, sometimes what happens for us as leaders is people come and they'll tell us things, and they'll tell us things that are related even to their cultural come from, their ethnic identity. And they'll tell us, and again, we are so fast, we move so fast that we're just ready to fix it. We don't even ask the next question. And usually, one of the most powerful questions that you can ask somebody when they share a lived experience with you is, how did that make you feel? And here's the thing, don't save that only for when negative things happen. Use that in when somebody is celebrating as well. How does it make you feel? It is the next layer question down. Because what I see happen with cross-cultural conversations is that people share their hearts with us or share their lived experience with us. And as leaders, sometimes we can see that as just information or one more problem to fix. And what I am inviting you to do is to slow down. What would it look like today if you were to create more space, not less space, when someone shares something with you? What would it look like for you if you had more conversations, not less conversations, around cultural come from? What would it look like for you? What would it look like to not be in such a rush? What might that breed? What might that breed for you? What might that breed for the people that work for you? What is the rush? You can more than likely handle more than you think you can. And so when you are tempted to rush through a thing or to speed through, to just make a fast decision, whatever it is, really check in with yourself. Ask yourself why. What am I feeling? What am I thinking? What are the thoughts that are running through my head right now? And I want to invite you to play. I invite you to play in the next couple of weeks to slow down, create more time, be more present as a multicultural leader. This is necessary. You cannot be a multicultural leader without having the discipline to slow down and be present.
Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.